All right, good morning, everybody. Thank you for the, it's not loud enough? I should move over?
Let's see.
My voice carries. I start speaking, it goes.
Okay.
All right, thank you for inviting me. Thank you for having me. Thank you for the introduction. So here we are to learn on Shivasar B'Tammuz. Okay, it's a Nidcha. We don't mourn on Shabbos. Why are we mourning? Why we need to mourn such an ancient tragedy? It happened so long ago. Salvechik says, if you pay attention to the letters, the Gedolim write each other. They refer to Tisha B'Av as Yom Hamar V'Hanimhar, the bitter day filled with bitterness. Shivasar B'Tammuz was the beginning of the end. I just saw an email by the Halacha Hotline. I live in Cedarhurst, by Four Shlita, Halachos of the 3 weeks. And in the introduction, he wrote, we don't know how to mourn anymore. We fast, we observe the halachos, we do what we're supposed to do, but we don't mourn as we're supposed to mourn. The Mishnah teaches, Masachas Tanis, Chamisha Dvarim, Aru, Es Avaseinu B'Shivasar B'Tammuz. 5 calamities occurs to our forefathers on Shivasar B'Tammuz, and 5 on Tisha B'Av. And the Mishnah says, what happened on Shivasar B'Tammuz? Nishtabru haluchos. Moshe came down from Har Sinai, and the people just heard, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, lo yelecha Elohim echerim apanai, lo sisa Hashem Hashem Elokecha l'shav. And 40 days later, Eila Elohecha Yisrael, sharalucha meretz tzai. What's going on here? There's a disconnect. You just saw God, kaviyachal. You just heard the Ribbono Shel Olam. Eila Elohecha Yisrael. So Moshe comes down from the mountain and he meets Yoshua at the base of the mountain. Yoshua says, there's some noises. Some noises, says Moshe Rabbeinu. Call Anos and Ishamea. And he sees the people dancing around the Cheder Igla and he throws down the Luchos. Nishtabru Haluchos. That was the first foreshadowing that this was a bad day. Uvatal HaTamid, the carbon tamid in the base of Mikdash ceased to be offered. V'havka'a ha'ir. The wall of the city was breached. The Romans breached the wall in the times of the second Beis Hamikdash. Apistamus, the Rasha, burned the Sefer Torah, and an idol was placed in the sanctuary. Those are the 5 calamities that happened on Shivasar B'Tammuz. Furthermore, what happened on Tisha B'Av? If the first Shivasar B'Tammuz was in the desert by Dar HaMidbar, so was the first Tisha B'Av. And the first Tisha B'Av was in relation to who? The relation to Dar HaMidbar and Chayt HaMiraglim. Did someone say it and I didn't hear? Chayt HaMiraglim. It's a good land, flowing with milk and honey. You should love Eretz Yisrael. Hashem promised it's good. They go up, they come back. It's a disaster. The people sit down and they cry that night. What night? Tisha B'Av. What else happened on Tisha B'Av? So that was number one. The first base of Mikdash and the second base of Mikdash was destroyed. Beitar, the last stronghold, fell. And Jerusalem and Zion were plowed over. Concludes Chazal, Mishenichnas Av Mima'atin Besimcha. When Av enters, we should not be so happy, but the gateway to Av is Shivasar B'Tammuz. So 17th of Tammuz is the beginning of the end, with the breaking of the Luchos, with the smashing of the divinely engraved tablets, our fate was sealed. This day would be a day of foreshadowing of tzaros for generations to come, and generations and many years later, when those walls were breached and the enemy stormed our holy city, Rachmana Litzlan, they trampled our high places. The end had begun. And so we mourned. But not only for the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash oh so long ago, and not only for the exile of our people from Eretz Yisrael, but for the afflictions of exile that continue to plague us until this day. For the afflictions of Galus that continue to plague us. And therefore there are ancient tragedies and modern tragedies. There are ancient tears and modern tears. There are ancient prayers and there are modern prayers. Through tears and with prayers, meaningful mourning. One of the inyanim related to v'ahavta re'echa kamocha and ahavas chinam, the antidote to sinus chinam. As I'll tell us in Perek Avos, we just learned it last week in Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav. One of the attributes to acquiring Torah is to be no se ba'al im chaveiro, to feel another person's pain, to feel another person's churban. Part of kavod habrios is to be mechabi der tzara and to carry it with you. Echa yashva badad ha'ira basiyam. How could it be a lash who sits in solitude, the city that was so teeming with people? Haisaka amana. She's like a widow. Rabasi bagayim, sarasi bamedinos, haisalamas. She was a princess, she was renowned. She's a shame, she's an embarrassment. The Jew stretches out his hand as the walls are breached, as a 13-year-old girl is slain in her bed, as the boxcars roll past, water, give us some water. Please help us. Have some compassion, Klal Yisrael says in last week's parsha to Edom. Don't you know all the tzaros we went through? Could we just pass through your land? We have some water. We have a place to rest. Doesn't every child deserve to come home from school? Rachel Frankel said to the United Nations, Yimach Shemam V'Zichron, before her son was found murdered. Parasat Tziyam B'Yadaha. She stretches out her hand. Ein Menachem La. There is no one to comfort it. Tziva Hashem LeYaakov, Svivav Sarav. Hashem commanded that Yaakov would be surrounded with his enemy. Haisa Yerushalayim LeNida B'Neihem. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, Yerushalayim has become unclean amongst them. Could everyone hear me? Meaning out beatings, right and left, indiscriminately. The Nazis screamed, run, run. The terrified prisoners did as they were told, without a moment to breathe. Night came, it was on the death march. An open camp was selected as the campsite. When the signal was given, the prisoners fell to the ground, wet, like broken tree limbs, utterly exhausted, dehydrated, that they could not fall asleep. We think it's hard to fast for a day. It's on Nidcha, do I have to fast? How long do I have to go? The night was dark, the moon's silver light, obscured by the clouds. The beaten marchers were surrounded by the armed SS guards who had fallen asleep at their posts. A whisper rustled through those prisoners who were surrounding the Klosenberger Rebbe, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. The Klosenberger gave an order, try. Everyone should dig beneath himself. Yeshua Hashem Kearif Ayin, the salvation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who comes in the blink of an eye, a glimmer of hope was kindled amongst the dehydrated, starving, exhausted, oppressed Jews. During the previous 3 days of the death march, the Rebbe encouraged them not to drink from the dirty puddles by the roadside. Don't drink the water, you're poisoning yourself with your own hands, the Rebbe cautioned. But now the Rebbe gave the command and everyone began to dig. Some had spoons, some found a branch, some dug with their own hands. By the way, I don't know if anybody saw, they just discovered a tunnel that a group of prisoners had used. Did anyone see it in the news? They just discovered a tunnel. A group of prisoners dug with their own hands to try and escape from the camp. At first, there were only a few small holes. Then the holes, as they dug, became larger. And then water began to flow in small spurts. David HaMelech says, Hein hi katsur v'yazavu mayib. Kosh Baruch Hu can make water come when it seems impossible. One prisoner said, we were afraid to speak loudly, lest we wake up the sleeping guards. Water, fresh water. Prisoners hugged and kissed each other. Half-dead Jews were returned to life. We daven every day. We say, Hashem is mechayei hamesim. Fervishly, they dug and dug, deeper and deeper. The water came in spurts more and more. Devout Jews, their lips as black as coal, gave thanks to Hashem. Silently, they recited the blessing, Shahakal Nehiya Bidvaro, and they drank. After the war, one of the Rebbe's Hasidim heard this amazing story, and he asked the Klosenberger if it was true. And the Klosenberger Rebbe says, if anyone doubted, Chas V'Shalom, the story of Miriam's well, or the water that rose up to meet the Avos in their wells, on that day, we knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that the master of the universe takes care of his creations exactly, precisely, where and when they need it. The Rebbe renewed his efforts from the moment of the miracle of water to encourage those prisoners, those Jews who were with him on the march. And he said, quote, despite all of the hester panim, we see clearly HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. Years later, the rabbi related, during the entire train ride, a different time he was on a train ride, surrounded by people who were starving for water, parsat siyam biyadah, some water. He said to himself, when he would at last get off that train and merit to drink some water, he would make a shahakal with such concentration, with such intensity, the heavens themselves would tremble. In the end, he said sadly, with great humility, his first shahakal had a Yiddish atam, but with the passage of time and habit, the bracha began to lack intensity. Today, who amongst us, said the Klosenberger, knows how to appreciate a drink of water? Despite all our suffering and hester panim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu still loves us. Through tears and prayers, we must mourn. Eicha yashva bedad ha'ir rabas yam. How is it possible? Salvation says when you say Eicha, by definition, it means it's impossible. How could this have befallen Klal Yisrael? How could the destruction be? How did this happen to us? Through tears and with prayers we cry, Al Eila ani bochia, Eini, Eini, Yarda Mayim. Over these I weep. My eye runs with tears. And through tears and with prayers we long for the ultimate redemption. Hashuvenu Hashem Eilecha v'nashuva concludes Megillas Eicha. Chadeish Yameinu kekedem. You know, we should ask ourselves, if we have forgotten how to properly mourn, have we forgotten how to properly await the redemption? Don't answer. It's a question we all have to ask ourselves, myself. If I have forgotten the essence of Avelus, have I forgotten the essence of longing for Bias Goel Tzedek? The Chavetz Chaim would sit outside his store in his Shabbos Kapata, and they would say to him, what are you waiting for? He'd say, I'm waiting for Mashiach. He must be coming right now. What is this inyan of Hester Panim that the Klosenberger Rebbe spoke about during the time of the Holocaust? It's based on a pasuk from Sefer Devarim, the end of Sefer Devarim, Perek Lamed Aleph. V'chara api bo bayamahu. My wrath will flare against him on that day. V'azavtim. What does it mean? V'azavtim. I will abandon them. V'histarti panay mayhem. When a Kadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol looks away, what is the result? V'haya la'achol. It will be consumed. Parsat Zion. Yadaha. V'histarti panay ayamahu. V'haya la'achol. At that moment, they will be consumed. And terrible tragedies will befall them. And they will say on that day, hello, Al-Kain, Elokai, Bikirbi. Matsuuni haros eila. Must be, the Ribbono Shalom is not in our midst. All these terrible tragedies have befallen us. Continues the pasuk, Va'anochi haster aster panay bayamahu. I will conceal my face on that day. I'll call her Asha Asa. It's our fault. And Hashem looks away. The pasuk is clear. I'll call her Ra Asher Asa. Avodazar the Shvichus Damim the Gilah Raisa Bayesh Vishon. The Sinischim of Bayesheni. Rabbi Eisenman said, Kol Dar Shalo Bana Biyamav, Kilu Nechrav Biyamav. If I didn't rebuild it, I destroyed it. If I did not rebuild, I destroyed. I'll call her Rasha Asa. It's my fault. What does it mean, V'istarti Panay? I will just tell you that the Medrash says that these psukim that deal with Hester Panim, the Medrash says, Kavi'achal, they are the most difficult psukim for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have included in the Torah. Worse than the Klalos and Bechukosai. The Klalos and Bechukosai are pretty bad. And worse than Megillas Eicha, which is part of Tanakh, which is really bad. The foreshadowing, the Nevuah of Yirmiyahu and Navi, 18 years before Churban HaBayis Rishon. But the most difficult two psukim, says the Medrash, for Hashem to have written, were the psukim that deal with Hester Panim. The psukim that indicate that Hashem Kaviyacha looks away, says Rashi, Kimo She'eini Ra'e B'tzarasam. It's as if I do not see their pain. So mother who says to the child, I can't look right now. You have done something, such a travesty, something so bad. I have to look away. You have forced me to look away. Sifsei Chachamim explains, unbelievable Sifsei Chachamim. You are welcome to look it up. It is Sefer Devarim Lamed Aleph Yud Zayin 31:17. Concealment of Hashem's face means the removal of Hashkacha. This is a terrifying klala. Everything in our lives we long for is Hashkacha Pratis. My boys just had to do in camp, very nice camping for Akai Machana Kayetz. They have Rebbe time in the morning and camp in the afternoon. It was very cute, they're 10. So they came home just before the week. They said they have to eat, the Rebbe's doing a recording. Each boy is going to bring home a CD. Everyone has to tell a story of Hashkacha Pratis. It's very cute. One of them couldn't pronounce it properly, so we said Hashkacha Pratis. So one of them told his story. That was his story. He spent the previous Shabbos by his uncle. And they said, let's walk to Bubi and Zadie's house. Bubi and Zadie's house is about a 35-minute walk away. So the kids, the cousins, said, yeah, let's go to Bubi and Zadie's house. And my brother said, it's too hot. And the kids were disappointed. A few minutes later, the dark clouds moved in and it started to rain. Had they left to Bubi and Zadie's house, they would have been caught in the downpour. So one of them used that story to illustrate Hashkacha Pratis, this tremendous Hashkacha Pratis that we didn't go. We would have all been caught in that downpour. But Sifsei Chachamim says on the most difficult psukim to have been written in the Torah, on the Medrash says that. It's as if, look it up, it's not my words, Hashem removes his Hashkacha. This is a terrifying klala. Tzion spreads out her hands. Who can help? Who could find my child? He was trying to come home from school on a Thursday evening to come home for Shabbat. He was on his way home from yeshiva. Rosh Lamata, Rosh Lamata, screamed the terrorists, and then gunshots. Who can help? My daughter was asleep in her bed. She had a dance recital the night before. Her name was Hallel, because we sing Hallel and Shirat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yafa, she was beautiful. Zion spreads out her hands. Who can help? Nobody. A time of destruction is a terrible curse, not only because of what actually befalls us, because it's kimol she'eini ro'a b'tzaratam. It's as if, the Ribbono Shel Olam says, I don't see their pain. Rav Soloveitchik says, a time of hester panim leads us back to tohu v'vohu, the choshech al p'nei tohom. With the removal of hashkacha chalila v'chas, rachmana litzlan, but keep in mind, it's our fault. I'll call Harasha Asa. You worship Pa'ar. Asik's Parashan coming into Pinchas. That's Baal Pa'ar. I just learned the Rashi while I was waiting for our shir to begin. They would go to the bathroom in front of the Avodah Zar, expose their backside and go to the bathroom. How debased! But the commentators explain that's the essence of all Avodah Zarah. Debasement. Disgusting. Crass, brute. Sometimes it's covered up with gold, like the eagle has a half. So you're nechshal in Avodah Zarah? You're nechshal in Gilui Arayos? What was the sin of Pa'ar? Vayachal ha'am liznos espinos moaf. It's not only Avodah Zarah, it's also the Arayos. What does it mean for our day? Is anyone here going to the bathroom in front of an idol? I'm not making a joke, I'm being serious. Absolutely not. What do our lives center around? What do we focus on? What do we become infatuated with? Foreign service. You are Arayos. How do we behave? Dress. Speak. We all clap. On Yom Nerayim, on Yom Kippur, Achei Chachatanu Fenecha, Arayos, Shvichus Damim. Eisenman spoke about Kavod HaBrios. Kol Malbim Bnei Chavir Babim Eino Chelak Olam Haba. Aspect of Shvichus Damim is shaming another person. And finally, Sinas Chinam. We are talking at the Shabbos table about what yesterday, about what would it be to go back in time to another day and age. It would be amazing. I said, imagine, I had to walk yesterday a half hour to Shir. It was very hot. Hashem helps, but it was hard. It was hard. It was hard. I kept saying, Hashem, just get me. I met someone on the walk. She says, do you want to stop on the shade? I said, I need to keep going and just get to where I'm going. So I may tell you this. I don't remember. What was I saying before I told you that? No, I don't remember. It's because I'm fasting. Okay, let's go on. So I know, we're talking at the Shabbos table. We're talking at the Shabbos table if you could go back to a different time. If you could go back to a different type. So my husband says he would like to go back to Yetzias Mitzrayim. So I said 2 million Jews died in Malchus Choshech. 600,000 went out. You could do the math. It's very easy. That's 1/5 of Chai Yisrael Chamushim Al B'nai Yisrael. That means 4/5 did not go out. Just do the math. And I'm not a mathematician at all. So I said, I don't know, I would be too afraid to go back to Yetzias Mitzrayim. Indicating that I don't know if I would be one of the ones who was worthy to get out. So he said, what about a day in the life of the Beis HaMikdash? I said, it would be fascinating. It was a serious conversation. I said, imagine. It started because we said no electricity, no heat, no air conditioning, no running water. I was like, imagine a day in the life of the Beis HaMikdash. So then someone said, how are we ever going to decide who's going to rebuild it? So first of all, Raj says that the third Beis HaMikdash is Mechuvan, Kenega Beis HaMikdash Shamata. It's going to come down from Shemayim. But on a practical level, how are we ever going to decide who's going to rebuild? So you know what I said? That's why it hasn't been rebuilt. That's why we're still waiting, because nobody could decide who should be in charge. This one's not right, that one's not right. This one's wrong, I'm wrong. Nobody's right. Eisenman spoke about Kavod HaBrios. There's a story, a joke. A man, a Jew, got stranded on some remote desert island. After many years, sailors landed on the island, and they found this from Jew. Living all by himself on the island. So he gave them a tour of where he lives. So he showed them one hut, shack A, shack B. So he says, this is my synagogue about shack B. So they say, what's shack A? He says, oh, that's a synagogue where I used to daven. One Jew. So who's going to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash? So Hester Panim, the magnitude of what ensues, not can be devastating, is devastating. Without God's governing control, says Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal, events may simply go berserk. Tohu v'vohu v'choshech al p'nei tohum. It is terrifying, says Rav Soloveitchik, quote, because it signifies rejection. The root, the scariest part of Hester Panim, is not what happens to Klal Yisrael during this time. It's that Kol Yisrael Baruch Hu Kaviyachol leaves, so to speak, during this time. Soloveitchik says, quote, a child can bear a father's reprimand, and a child can stoically bear a parent's punishment. But to be treated and ignored as a person non grata in one's own home is a frightening experience. So the root of the punishment is not what happens to us. It's that kaviyacha, we are being ignored in our own home. Davak l'shon yonek al chiko, says Megillas Eicha. But sama, I think I'm thirsty. The tongue of the suckling child cleaves to the roof of the mouth from thirst, mourns the Megillah. Olalim sha'alu lechem. Young children in the Warsaw ghetto beg for bread. Pares ein lechem. There is no one to offer to them. Malachi Moshe Rosenfeld. I don't know if the name rings a bell to anybody. But last summer, in June 2015, he was 25 years old. He was shot by wicked terrorists, Yimach Shemam V'Zichram. He succumbed to his wounds the next day, June 30th, 2015. His levaya was last July 1st. Hundreds of friends and relatives took place in his levaya. At his levaya, 25 years old, Malachi Moshe Rosenfeld, Hashem Yikom Damo. 13 years prior to his murder, his eldest brother, Lieutenant Yitzchak Menachem Rosenfeld, who was 22, was killed in a jeep incident in the Judean desert. He was a pilot in the Israeli Air Force. In 1978, the father of these two boys lost his brother, Yitzchak Moshe Rosenfeld. So the father lost his brother, Yitzchak Moshe Rosenfeld. His oldest child was Yitzchak Menachem. The brother was Yitzchak Moshe. Yitzchak Menachem. This, my Yitzchak should be a comfort, Menachem. The next one was Malachi Moshe. They were both named for their uncle. My angel Moshe. The brother was killed in 78. The eldest son was killed. Last summer, the next son was killed. Eliezer Rosenfeld, the father at the Levaya, said, what did we do wrong, God? That this is the third time What did we do wrong? And yet, at his son's avaya, a man of tremendous amunah, Eliezer Rosenfeld sang a song. He was embracing his two younger sons, and he sang a song. And the song, I'm sure you're familiar with it, that he sang at his own son's avaya. After he said, what did we do wrong that this is the third time? Knowing you don't get an answer. And the song he sang was, Va'afilu behesteria. Even in hidden times. Kasu b'torah ha'kdosha. Some of you must know the song. It is written in the Holy Torah. Anochi aster panai b'yamahu. I will hide my face on that day, which is what we're speaking about. Churban Bayis Rishon, Churban Bayis Sheni, the Holocaust, Rachman Latzlan, of our Rabbi Nachman Maspir. But Rabbi Nachman explains, even in the darkest, most painful, unfathomable, inexplicable, terrifying times, bivadai, gam sham nimtza Hashem misparach. Certainly, there, the Ribbono Shalom is with you. Gam me'achrei hadvarim hakashim ha'avrim alecha ani omid. Even in the hardest things that pass over you, I am standing. I saw, you can see the video clip. I was crying, singing, shouting, embracing, pounding and swaying. Through tears, we pray. Through tears, we cry. Through tears, we mourn. But through tears, we must wait the ultimate Yeshua. Perhaps the Kosh Baruch Hu sees that we become too comfortable in the conditions of Galus. Not so bad. I have everything I need. So he sends us little reminders. How badly do you cry for Tzion? How badly do you want to go back to Yerushalayim? How much do you respect your fellow human being so that it can be rebuilt? Afilu behesteria, katuv betorah hakdosha. Anochi aster panai b'yamahu, aval Rabbi Nachman maspir. Afilu behesteria, shebetocha hestera. Bevadai gam sham nimtza Hashem misparach. Kam me'achri advarim akashim ha'ovim alacha ani omid. Said the Klosenberger, despite the Hester Panim, we saw from the water, HaKadosh Baruch Hu still loves us. Foretelling and describing Churban Yerushalayim 18 years prior to the Churban, Yirmiyahu HaNavi cries, and he tries to get the people to repent. Over Pesach, I was talking to, there were no kids around. So I was talking to my brother, a few of us were at the table. So we're talking about the current goings on in the world, which I think since Pesach are even worse. I don't know. They are. So I said to my brother, what could we do? There's nothing to do. You stand, you look, you read the news, there's nothing to do. So you know what he answered me? Teshuvah. There is something to do. Teshuvah, he said. Sila kol abirai Hashem bikirbi. Hashem is trampled. All the heroes in my midst, laments the Megillah. Kara alai moed lishbor bachurai. Listen to this. Kara alai moed. What is a moed? A gittin moed? A moed tov? A moedim l'simcha? Whatever version you use. I'll have the word moed. Moed is an appointed time. An appointed time to meet Hashem. Shem Shem Falhirsch says the purest moed is Rosh Chodesh. It's an appointed time to be the Shem. Again, might. Ma'adim l'simcha. Shalosh regalim, it's a moed. The Megillah says there's a different kind of moed when it comes to Churban. Kara alai moed lishbar bachurai. The appointed time has come to destroy my young men. It's not a moed of joy. It's not ma'adim l'simcha. It's a ma'adim of Churban. Gas darach Hashem levesulas bas Yehuda. Hashem stepped as if in a wine press on the daughters of Israel. Excuse me. I usually drink in the bath. Halal, yeah. Does anyone have any questions, by the way? Not so much to ask. Yeah, question. I have a hearing loss, so I'm going to come to you. Yes.
And yet you also said how your son's Rebbe is saying share stories of Hashkafa practice. So Hashem is still involved.
Okay, so wait. Okay. I'm not saying that now we're in a time of Hester Panim nationally, Chalila v'chas. time of national Hester Panim is the Holocaust. Rachmana Litzlan. National time of Hester Panim, we could say, was Churban Beis Hamikdash. Rav Salvechik says the time of the 38 years of wandering in the Midbar, when Rashi says that Hashem's Dibur was not intimate with Moshe. Even during those 38 years, they were living in order to die. Fascinating Tosfos related to Shabbat Av, of course, every year they would dig their graves. They would get into their graves, and in the morning, they would dig their own graves. And in the morning, whoever would get out was still alive for another year. Whoever would not get out had died that year in the Gzeira against Dor HaMidbar. I'm not saying we're in a time now, Chalila V'chas, of national Hester Panim. God forbid. There are still seemingly, even in a time of national Hashkacha, there seems to be pockets of Hester Panim. But the Hafech is also true. Even in a time of national Hester Panim, like the Holocaust, there are still times of Hashkacha, which we see by the water. It's a hard, very, very difficult concept. Because it's the most painful concept. But there is this inyan of Hester Panim. But, Gam me'achre dvarim akashim ma'ovim malecha anochi yomir. Right? Hashem is, even after the most difficult things that pass over you, Hashem stands there. They're not mutually exclusive. That's my answer. Okay? Hester Panim and Hashkacha Pratis are not mutually exclusive. Even during times, you read stories from the Holocaust where there was tremendous revealed Hashkacha. So during times of national divine concealment, there's still pockets of Hashkacha. And during times of national Hashkacha, there are, unfortunately, pockets that we interpret to be Hester Panim. Any other questions? Yes?
So on a similar vein...
Wait, I have to come to you so I can hear you.
On a similar vein, so I'm having a hard time understanding because we're supposed to... we have a munah that everything that happens to us is down to the Tovah and was Hashem's plan. So how do you correlate that with Hester Panim? You're saying in times of challenges when there's Hester Panim, but is that what we're supposed to... feel and believe when we're challenged that it's a time of Hester
Panim. Even Hester Panim is part of Hashem's plan. That means everything's part of Hashem's plan. Even a hidden time is part of Hashem's plan. So that's part of Hashem's plan. It's not a steer, it's not a contradiction. It's a difficult time. I believe my nisyonos are often the Ribbono Shel Olam. Are they pleasant? Do they always make me feel good? Are they always easy to go through? No, but it's still from Hashem. Avraham Avinu did not ask a single question. Rav Salvechik says, quote, had Avraham, he had 10 nisyonos, Basar nisyonos is nasu Avraham Avinu, Alav Hashem, v'amad b'kulam, says the Mishnah. He had 10 tests, he withstood them all. Very difficult tests. The most difficult being Kachnas Pinchas, Yechidcha Sharavtas Yitzchak. His wife is taken 2 times by 4 kings. God says, it's going to be good for you, the land, so he goes to the land, there's a famine in the land. He believes in the Almighty and Nirmah throws him into the Kivshan Eish. That was his first test according to the Bartanura. Quote, says Rav Salvechik, quote, had Avraham Avinu asked questions, he would have lost the right to become the father of the Ummah Yisraelis. Faith means not only to believe, but not to ask. Rav Salvechik says, I don't mean asking to learn, asking like the Ben HaChacham, asking Chalila to go to the Almighty, asking when your questions don't have an answer. He would have lost the right to become the father of the Ummah Yisraelis. It's not a stira to say, this is a very difficult time for me. It seems to be a time of Hester Panim. It seems to be a time of suffering, but it's all from Hashem. It's not a stira. Someone else had a question?
The four of Beirut that you...
Wait.
Sorry again. Sorry. The four of Beirut that you're talking about, so between them and three others, was that just by the first Beirut? Was that by the first...
Okay, the first place of Mikdash, the three sins. I don't remember if it's Tanis 9B or 29. The first three sins that destroyed the first place of Mikdash were adultery, and bloodshed. Shvichos damim avodah zarah, I said in the wrong order. And the sin that destroyed the second place of Mikdash was sinas chinam. Halal Yafa Ariel Hashem Yukum Dam. Any questions? Let's go a little more and then I'll ask again. Okay? Halal Yafa Ariel, 13 years old, was murdered. Oh, actually a year almost to the day after Malachi Moshe Rosenfeld, as she slept in her holy bed in the city of Kiryat Arba. So this is going to answer a question a bit. Listen to what her mother eulogized. Okay? Her mother. I'm trying to make Megillas Eicha come alive for you. I'm trying to make us feel the pain of another Jew. I'm trying to make us understand the extent of the Churban. Is it ancient mourning or modern mourning? Is it ancient tragedy or modern? The answer is both. Is it ancient tears or today's tears? Imagine that cup of tears, how full it is in Shemayim. We cannot remove ourselves from mourning for Avelis from Churban Beis HaMikdash. Because then Hashem says, you like it so much here, stay there. Kaldar Shalom Bana Biyamav, Kilu Nechrav Biyamav. Halal Yafa Ariel's mother, Rina, said about her daughter, father, referring to Ribono Shel Olam, how do you eulogize a 13 and a half year old girl? What words can be used to eulogize a flower, a pure soul, a girl of strength, a beautiful girl, a crown of light? Halal, you made me a mother. I was privileged 13 and a half years. Father, I'm returning her to you with faith. Take, Father, take my charge. But know this, Halal has reached the heavenly throne. But Father, said Rina, it's crowded there. The people from Kiryat Arba fill it up. There's no more room, Father. There's no more room. I'm begging that my Halal be the last victim. Enough. Sarah, our matriarch, embrace her because I can never touch her again. Miriam, make some room for her near the heavenly throne so she can dance. Vatikach Miriam anaviyachos Sarah nesatov biyada. Vatetzenekol anashim mecharei betubivim imcholos. Miriam was a dancer. Miriam, make some room for my dancer, Halal. Rachel, Rivka, Tamar, Esther. Embrace her. I did the best I could. Halal had the privilege of a mother and father. My job is done. Now I'm returning her to you. But I'm standing here with my heart hurting. Do you see? Amuna is not a contradiction to seeing. It seems to be a very dark time in my life. It could be both. It's a gzeira of Hashem. Zu Torah v'zu schura. This is Torah and this is its reward. Kablua. We say on Yom Kippur. And actually we say it in the kinnis of Tisha B'Av. And if you don't accept, Afach HaSa'olam L'Tohu V'Vahu. We will continue on, Halali. My personal mikdash has been destroyed, sweetheart. But God gave us the strength to aspire to build his house. And I'm saying here, Halali, see you later, sweetie. Take a last hug from Ima. Father, with a capital F, your shipment has arrived. I am finished my job. And she ends with Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. It's not a stira. I could be, my grandfather wrote memoirs of his experiences during the Holocaust. And he said, we lay here in the barracks so that Mashiach will come. It's not a stira to believe in Hashem in the most difficult time. And it's not a stira to say it is Hester Panim and Ashkacha at the same time. At the same time. The same God who Kaviyachol conceals his face is intimately involved in our lives. And it's not a stira to say it's very painful. And if we don't mourn properly, and if I don't feel the pain of Galus, and if I'm too comfortable here, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, then you're the ones who destroyed it. It happened one time that Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azari, Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Akiva, who I said already, Rabbi Akiva was traveling with Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Akiva was traveling with Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and Rabbi Yehoshua. And they were traveling on the road. The Gemara relates to Inyanim. First, they saw the Roman crowds in the plaza of Rome. The Maharsha explains it's an allusion to the victory and success that Rome felt after the Churban. And they started to weep. Rabbi Akiva was smiling. Why are you smiling? He said, why are you crying? They said, these heathens who bow down to idols, who worship Avodah Zarah, live in security and calm. And us, we are consumed by fire. V'lo nivka, Should we not cry? Rabbi Akiva answered them, "This is why I smile. If this is the reward to those who transgress his will, la'asos ritzono al achas kama v'kama, to those who keep his will, how much more so will we be rewarded?" Another time they were traveling up to Yerushalayim. This past January, I was zocha to be in Eretz Yisrael for a week with my husband and our two older children. And we took a tour of the new Churva Shul. Has anyone seen it in the old city? If you can, go. But take the tour. It's worth the extra few shek for the tour guide to take you around the shul, to explain to you the history, to take up to. It's fascinating. But when you stand on, you know, the Churva, the dome, everyone knows what I'm talking about, in the old city of Yerushalayim, they've now built a pedestrian ledge around the dome. So two years before I was in Eretz Yisrael, we went up to the rooftop of Eish HaTorah, yeah, to pay 10 shek. It's a very nice scene. The Churva is even higher. The end of the tour, they take you all the way up. And they tell you, there's Har HaTzofim, Mount Scopus, you're looking up, and there's Har Bais, and you can so clearly see. So standing up there, I told my kids the Gemara, and it was such a poignant, moving moment. Kevan Shehigulu Har HaTzofim. You can see the Gemara in your head, because there's Har HaTzofim as you're looking out, and there's Har Bais, and you can imagine that the Rabbanim come to Har HaTzofim, and they look down as I look down, and they look onto Har Bais. Karu Bigdehem. The best place, I think, I'm not a Rav, ask a Rav. A tremendous place to tear Kriya standing up there. As you can see the destruction, when you stand at the Kotel, you feel moved in a different way. But when you stand up there along the ledge of the Churva, Shu'alim Hilchubo, you see foxes trampling our holy places today. Not 2,000 years ago, they're up there today. Tear your clothing. How are you not crying? Eicha Yashva Badar. How has this happened to us? Kevan shehigul har tzofim karu bigdehem. Kevan shehigul har bayis. They went a little bit more, and they got to the Temple Mount. Ra'u shu'al. They saw a fox. Shayatza mebeis kodesh hakadashim. Today there are, achmana litzlan, more than one fox. The fox comes out of the kodesh hakadashim. Hischilu hein bochin. They begin to cry. Rabbi Kiva mitzachek. Rabbi Kiva laughs, Rabbi, why are you laughing? Tamidim, why are you crying? Why are we crying? The place where it says a czar, a not going, should not go. A fox prowls over Har Abayis. That's why I'm laughing, said Rabbi Akiva. If the prophecy of Tzion will be plowed like a field came true, the prophecy of Od Yeshu's Kanim is Kanos, Rechovas Ha'ir will also come true. Akiva Nechamtanu, Akiva Nechamtanu. Laments Megillas Eicha Parakei Al Tzion Arhal Tzion Shoshamim Shu Alim Hilchubo. Tzion is desolate. Foxes prowl there. Rav Salvechuk tells over the following story. Very, very powerful. Shu Alim Hilchubo. I'll tell you one more vignette before I tell you Rav Salvechuk tells over. Also, when we were in January, this past January, did anyone go to the houses of the excavated homes of the Kohanim under Yeshivat Atera Kohanim? If you can go, please go. Under the yeshiva, they've excavated homes of the Kohanim from the time of Second Beis Hamikdash. Fascinating. Really fascinating. And while we were there, a cat walked in. There was nobody else there. I don't think it's a high-traffic tourist attraction. It was us. The ancient footsteps of the Kohanim echoing through the walls. And a cat. And now I want you to keep this in mind. Someone told me an experience as of Salvechuk he had that was later published as a short story. In 1945, he was liberated from the Nazis. He went home. He returned to Vilna. It was time for the Yamim Noraim. It was the high holidays. It's very hard to describe, says Rav Salvechuk, what Vilna looked like on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. In only one neighborhood, there were 8 or 9 shuls with minyanim. There was the old shul, the Nusach Sfarad shul, other shuls. There was one shul called Der Kalta shul, the cold shul. They couldn't afford to heat it in the winter, so they didn't use it in the winter. The person remembered the shulhof, the area where the shows were congregated, what it used to look like on Yom Kippur night. Tens of thousands of Jews used to come daven in these shows for Yom Kippur, for Kol Nidre. But he went back. Everything was quiet. Everything was silent. Like those homes of the Kohanim that I walked to. Not a sound except us and the cat. I am not making this up. And I was very taken aback. I forgot to take a picture. My daughter actually said she took a picture of the cat. On that Kol Nidre night, he went to show where his mother used to daven. And he described his experience, his feelings. The place was desolate. There was none to dwell there. And he told a strange story. His mother was an Erlicha Yedina, a pious Jewish woman, as all Jewish women were so many years ago, says Rav Soloveitchik. On Yom Kippur, she used to go to shul to daven. She had a cat. When it came time for Maftir Yonah, she would go home. She would feed the cat. After all, says Rav Soloveitchik, a cat is not obligated to fast on Yom Kippur. The cat used to wait for her. She would feed the cat. She would go back to shul. The man knew the cat. That year, the year after liberation, he spent the whole day in his home where his parents lived because there was no one to go to shul with. At 4:30, the cat proverbially knocked on the door. At 4:30, the cat showed up. You see, when a place is desolate, says Rav Soloveitchik, it's tragic. When a place is desolate of human beings and animals prowl there, it is almost unbearable. Ahar Tzion Shoshamim, mountain of Tzion, is desolate. That's painful, but I can bear it. Bashu Alim Hilchubal, the fox. Walks around. The cat prowls the ruins. Unbearable pain. At that moment, said the man, he felt the full magnitude of the Holocaust. Indescribable despair, bleakness, and dreariness overwhelmed him. I know I have to finish. I'm seeing what I want to skip and what I want to tell you. We started with the Bracha of Shahakol. I'm going to end with the Bracha of Shahakol. Maybe tonight, when we make a Shahakol, it'll have some new meaning. Because the Klosenberger Rebbe said about that Shahakol, that even in the Esther Panim, quote, we see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu still loves us. 10 years ago, 18-year-old Eliyahu Asheri, Hashem Yukom Damo, was kidnapped by terrorists. He was waiting for a ride in the French Hill neighborhood of Jerusalem. He was murdered. His body was found 3 days later. His mother, Miriam, says he was a senior in the Elisha Pre-Army Academy. He took his Torah learning very seriously. He prayed from the heart. People told us he would become so immersed in prayer, nothing would bother him. Eliyahu's parents, Yitro and Miriam Asheri, on the 10th Yahrzeit, spoke with Arut Sheva. Eliyahu's mother recalled, after she finished sitting Shiva, the Shin Bet came to talk to her about her son's final moments. An 18-year-old boy, Eliyahu Asheri. After the Shiva, the Shin Bet told us, during the interrogation of the terrorist, the main kidnapper said, he asked Eliyahu if he had a final wish. And Eliyahu asked for a cup of water. And then he made a bracha. Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu melech ha'olam, shehakol nehiya b'dvar. Everything's according to Hashem. That's your answer. The Esther Panim and the Gilui Shechina. It's not a stira. They're not mutually exclusive. Eliyahu was asked by the wicked terrorist Yimach Shmo v'zichro if he had a final wish. He asked for a cup of water. And then he made the bracha. Blessed are you, Hashem, our God, the King of the universe, by whose words all things came to be, by whose word all occurs, the Binyan and the Chorban. But we are the catalyst to bring on the Chorban. We are the cause of Shu'al HaMilchobo. If a fox walks there, if a cat walks there, it's my fault. Because I lack Kavod HaBrios. Because I was not Noseh Ba'alim Chaveru. Because even I need to clap for Gilui Arayos, for Zilzul Horem Umarim, for Avodah Zarah, it's worship of foreign shtus that permeates our galus. It's my fault, but it's all from Hashem. Says his mother, Those were his last words. And the terrorist told the Shin Bet interrogators, he blessed with great fervor. This here, said Miriam, was total acceptance of God's will. Of course, we cry, we mourn, we long for the Yeshua. Call him as Abel, Al Yerushalayim, when we properly mourn. And like my brother said, when I said, Dov, there's nothing to do. Is this how they felt, Rahman al-Aslan, in 1933? And he said, there's something to do. Teshuvah. That's the last pasuk of Megillas Eicha. Vashuvenu, it's not really the last pasuk. Last pasuk is, Ki im ma'os me'astanu, kafatzta aleinu ad ma'or. Even if you have utterly rejected us, have you not raged sufficiently? But we end with Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha v'nashuva. When we do teshuvah, He will take us back. Chadei Shemeinu kekedem. Kolamar Hashem, kol berama nishma nehi b'chi tamrumim. Rachal mevaka al baneha. Me'ana lehi lachem al baneha. Ki einenu. Rachal cries, and we must cry. She prays, and we must pray. She mourns and refuses to be comforted. We must mourn, and we must refuse to be comforted. Ko Amar Hashem, we are a hopeful people. If we can tap into our kochos and be misaking the sins, we will be zocha to be the generation that rebuilds. That Ko Amar Hashem, mini kolech mi bechi, einaich mi dima. Stop weeping. Stop your eyes from tears. Ki yesh schar lepulaseich. All of those tears, ancient and modern, all of those prayers, ancient and modern, there's a reward for the end. V'shavu me'eretz oyif. We will be returned from the land of the enemy. V'yesh tikva la'achriseich, says Yirmiyahu Navi. There is hope for the end, says Hashem. V'shavu banim l'gvulam. May we merit that our days of mourning be transferred, be transformed. V'nahafachu. The days of great rejoicing with Bias Go Al Tzedek, Bimheva Bi Amenu, Amen Ve Amen. Thank you, everybody.